Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Good Thursday morning. We have a whole lot to unpack this morning, so we're going to get started right away. At the end, I'm going to have an interview for you with Jeff Bidwell, who's now running WPSD-TV and the Paducah Sun's editorial departments. So pretty rare and significant situation there, and I want to talk to him about that. Of course, WPSD is the most watched television station for news, particularly in this area. First of all, I want to remind everyone that Saturday will be the Hall of Fame basketball game out at Rocket Arena, and that will be one game starting at 3 p.m., a varsity girls game against Hopkinsville. But more importantly than, I guess, the ball game will be the fact that the Farmers Bank, Marion Crittenden County Athletics Hall of Fame will induct three new Hall of Famers, and those are Stefan Cozart, Brianna Cozart St. Cyr, and Jesse Hodge Sigler. So the hospitality room will open at 2:30 p.m. Come out and celebrate with those folks who are going into the Hall of Fame. On the local news front, we want to congratulate Shanna West and the folks down at H&H Home and Hardware, who have again earned national acclaim, appearing on the cover of the Hardware Connection magazine. It's a leading home improvement industry special magazine, and it marks the third time since 2022 the locally owned retailer has been featured on the cover of this national magazine. And you can see more about that in the Crittenden Press next week.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
So down in Salem, where the Livingston Hospital is planning a $75 million modernization and expansion project, the hospital has now asked the fiscal court, the county of Livingston, basically, to help them save $1.7 million on that project by allowing them to use the county as a pass-through to set up some temporary short-term bonds in order to pay for the construction of the project. So the hospital has a USDA loan for the entire project, but in order to get the construction done in a more timely fashion and to save on interest rather than going through a conventional loan, they can ask the county, and have formally done that, to help them sell some bonds. Old National Bank has already agreed to buy the bonds, so in short, what this means is during the construction period, the county will provide those bonds to pay for the construction. Then once that is done, the bonds will be paid off by the USDA loan. It's kind of a routine deal in projects like this, where municipalities can participate and save because of the lower interest rate they get. There will be a formal discussion and consideration of approval for this at the fiscal court meeting later this month.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, in Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right. Yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us, so we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can. Yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, Jennifer. Well, a lot of options at H&R Block, and Mary and Rosa Claire, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the Committee for the Legacy of Liberty event that's planned for this June in Marion met on Monday night at the public library. And this project is really turning out to be quite a mouthful, to be honest with you. This is going to be a great event. Maybe the biggest festival that we've ever had in Marion, Crittenden County, at least in my time here in the past, you know, nearly 40 years. So Kim Vince is somewhat the ramrod on this deal. I would call her the chairman of the event. She's part of the three-person executive committee. And there's a very large committee that's meeting, multiple people from multiple communities. You know, Livingston County's involved in this, Caldwell County's involved in this, and it's going to be a full day, actually 2 days. There will be a parade and some events on Friday night on the 26th of June, and then on the 27th, a full day of events all across Marion in town. It'll be centered kind of around Foes Hall, but will include the Carlisle Street area, over between Marion Baptist Church and Marion Methodist Church. Those lots there will be full of activities, and it will be somewhat of a walk through time. This is going to be an opportunity for people to visit with experts and exhibitors from all periods of our history, dating back to the pioneer time. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun time. I've been attending these committee meetings, and it's just a incredible event that's being planned. So be sure and keep your eye on this and put that on the calendar, and don't miss this great celebration of America's 250th birthday that will be held in Marion, Kentucky this summer.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, as mentioned earlier in the program, I'm going to bring on Jeff Bidwell. A lot of you remember him as the sports anchor down at WPSD-TV in Paducah, but now he's in charge of all content on the TV station and the newspaper as well. And that includes all the other newspapers that Paxton Media owns in West Kentucky, which is over in Eddyville, Providence, Princeton, down in Marshall County and Benton, just Dawson Springs. They control a good bit of what you hear and read in as far as news goes.
So I have as my guest this morning, Jeff Bidwell. And Jeff is the new executive editor of the West Kentucky News Group of it's the Paducah Sun and all of its products in West Kentucky, the weeklies, and they have multiple dailies across the state. And he's also the news director of WPSD, where he cut his teeth, so to speak, as a sports director there. So, Jeff, tell us about your new role. This is a very rare opportunity. I do not know that it exists anywhere in Kentucky that someone is actually in charge of the editorial content of a TV station and the newspaper in a market.
Yeah, everybody that has asked, that has said, how's it going? And I was like, it's odd. I will use the word fun, but it has been fun. It is also overwhelmingly busy. You know, having worked here in a, you know, as sports director for 20 years, it was somewhere between two and three people. And I was one of those people in my department that I ran. And now I have 56 people under me. So it's a football team, mm-hmm. you know, and that has probably been the biggest challenge of, and maybe the biggest realization that was a little surprising, probably shouldn't have been surprising, but taking this position of I'm probably 20% news director and 80% people director, mm-hmm. you know, that I got 56 people that they've all got something going on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's I want to raise, sometimes it's I don't like the color pens on my desk, you know. But every time they walk in the door, it's the biggest, you know, their problem to them is the biggest problem in the world. So I've got to deal with them and, you know, let's try to get to the bottom of this. But sometimes it sort of bogs the system down. So it's, you know, I actually spent time this summer talking with Jody Wright, Murray State football coach, of just like, how do you run a football team? Because I was like, because a football program of just, you know, having been around, it was doing radio with them this year. And I, you know, I'd go with them on the road. And I was like, this is enormous, the amount of people. Players and coaches and trainers and all of it. And just like, you know, and I joked with him. I was like, you can't tell me you know every person's name in this room. Like, there's not. But he's like, you know, it's just – it's a pyramid of leadership, you know, where it's like you've got your six, eight assistant coaches at the high end, you know, and you coach them. Mm-hmm. And then those eight coach – they've got 10 under mm-hmm. them type of thing. And so, you know, that's what I've tried to, you know, mostly – really lean on my management folks and because if it's just impossible to do it all myself.
So kind of cutting into this editorial side, you made some very big decisions right off the bat. One of them maybe created a little conversation, but we wouldn't know it because we turned off a lot of the conversation, right?
Yeah.
So you decided to turn off comments on your Facebook page. So how's that gone?
It's been quiet, like you said. It's been great.
And what prompted it?
Listen, I was here when it all started, you know, and I think back to, I mean, this was 2006, 2007 when, you know, WPSDTV.com, I think it was at the time, was the first time you could have comments on stories on the website. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you could just post anonymously. I mean, and it was just a dumpster fire from the start. And then a new part of the program came where once Facebook came around, that you could only comment if you tied your Facebook comment or if your Facebook profile to it. And I naively thought, well, this will be a bit of a speed bump for people because their name and their face is going to be attached now to mm-hmm. their comments. That'll slow them down. As we all know, that has done nothing of the sort. So having been someone that's been on the receiving end of, you know, and look, it's there's two parts of this where it's like, you know, as a public figure, you're always going to just take arrows about whatever from people you don't know. And you just have to try to ignore it as much as anything. But then there was it just became especially, I mean, now you look back, it's been 10 years. I mean, of this political, just toxic political divide that everybody, we've gone far past disagreement and now it's just, you're with me or I hate you. And so what was happening was our Facebook comment section was, I mean, there were Facebook pages about our comment section, you know, that people would just, that could find the humor in it, but it was awful. And I just felt like there was no net gain mm-hmm. for the community. I thought there was no net gain for us as a company. I thought there was no net gain for, no net gain. It was a wild negative for our employees that have to sit there, consume that, you know, moderate that. And I was like, the reason we have a Facebook page at its absolute core is to do work, post it on Facebook in an effort to push you to our website to go read it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason it's there. The comments were sort of a accidental collateral damage, I guess is the best way to put it, to the whole thing. Yeah. And so I was like, if the website went away, I would just get rid of Facebook altogether. Because it's like, it's just so negative. And as I told you, I went to a conference and I heard a man talk about reporting in these times, and he said, you know, we can describe the outrage, we don't need to contribute to it. And I thought that I don't know what we were contributing to, but we were contributing to something, and none of it was positive. And so I've had some people that thought it was the worst thing in the world. I've had people that have said it was great. In the end,
thank you for those that agree with it. I'm sorry that if you don't.
Sure.
But I feel very good about it.
And let's touch on one more thing. You have decided also that national news, as the bulk anyway of your coverage in the newspaper and in, on the television station, is you're going to kind of limit that and really try to go hyper local on your coverage.
It's what we are. It's in our name. I mean, it's in our name. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have. I think we strayed away, and you know, for reasons, and unnecessary to go into. But you know, a lot of it was just staffing through COVID and trying to fill time out. But you know, I think that as we've gotten further and further away from that, I think some of those old habits just died hard. And, mm-hmm. and in the end, it was again, we were just posting stuff and just making people mad. Mm-hmm. And then and like anything, it was, well, I'm mad watching this. Why am I going to watch it? And so we were turning people off, and it's like, well, that's not, but it was also, if this was the only place that people could come to get news about Washington, D.C., I would understand the value that it has for this company. Mm-hmm. We are morons if we think that this is the only place that you can get national news is on WPSD Local 6. So people go can get that anywhere they want. They can get it through the channel they want, through the prism that they want to hear it from, and that's fine. And I've said politics is like sports. You know, it's like you can be mad at your own guy, you know, but nobody's going to talk about your team. And we can't function that way. We have to talk about. But it was like it didn't matter what we said. It was antagonizing the viewership. Yeah. But the most important thing was we had strayed away from our primary mission of covering our local people. And I told you, 44 counties in 4 states. And we Missouri is certainly some of that we don't really deal with, but we deal with Southern Illinois, Northwest Tennessee, and West Kentucky. And I was like, we have plenty to do here that has been underserved. Mm-hmm. And because that is the audience that we have to be able, you know, we have to be able to serve. Mm-hmm. And we've done a poor job of that. And so it was that real estate that was going to all that Washington stuff. Look, we're not completely out of the national news because there is national news that directly impacts mm-hmm. us at home. But I've sort of given the mandate of if we have a national story that we're going to run, that better be teeing up here locally. This is how this affects us. And if we can't answer that part of the test, then we don't need to be covering it.
And, you know, I think it speaks to the point that I'm here talking to you is because you're down in Paducah, an hour's drive from Crittenden County, but still, our people tune in to your TV station every night, and they tune in to the Paducah Sun. It's sold on the racks in Marion. And you've been on this job 2 months, and you're making a lot of changes, and I appreciate your time today discussing that. Thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely, anytime.
So that's going to wrap up this morning's program. We appreciate you being here with us, and hope that you have a very blessed and wonderful weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.